It is 4:38. Do you know what? That is actually a good song to welcome my guest, because this man, I know, you can give him as much tarifa as you want and it won't be enough, right? It's someone that you have loved so much over the last few years, playing Sikandar in Kulfi Kumar Bajawala, and now his latest show has just gone on air on Star Plus. I'm talking about Lockdown Ki Love Story, right? And we've been talking about lockdowns and all sorts. So with this man, it is Mohit Malik who joins me live. Mohit, really good to have you back here on my show. How are you doing?
Wow, Raj. I'm so excited to be back on your show. Trust me. I'm so happy. I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing really well, Mohit. And can I just say, it is so good to see you happier. We saw lots of crying. You know, there was a lot of emotional scenes in the Kulfi Kumar Bajawala. But to see you smile, and I can hear that smile in your voice when you're talking to me. So it's great to have you back smiling.
I know. You know, I've been lucky with the kind of roles I've been getting, and I think, you know, I was too much. I went too deep with Sikandar, and I think it's a great therapy for me at the moment playing this role. to come back to normal.
We'll talk about Sikandar a bit later on, because we need to talk about the latest show which has just gone on air on Star Plus.
Yes.
Lockdown
Ki
Love Story. And this, I gotta say, it's launched at a good time because it's got that kind of light-hearted kind of moment to it, even though it's based on a lockdown. The show is obviously, the premise of the show is based on a lockdown. It's still got a very kind of light-hearted feel to it. I mean, tell us the reasoning behind you taking this show on.
You know, the first reason is that you just said, you know, it's when I heard the concept of the show, I was very excited because it was an entertaining show. It was not a regular drama, and, you know, not crying and all, not too much intense drama. So I liked the concept of, you know, at the go only. And for my character also, Dhruv is somebody who's exactly opposite of Sikandar. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was a great great role for me to pick up. And thirdly, I think I really wanted to work. I really wanted to get back to work because lockdown was getting on me. And I think I've been lucky that, you know, and whoever is working right now at the moment in India, I think we are chosen ones. We are blessed that we are working. So, you know, there are three reasons behind it. So I wanted to get my life back structured, you know, because I was too, I was very busy with my father-in-law. He was not well. Mm. Me and Aditi both were, like, you know, very, very busy with him, taking care of him. Now he's well, he's healing, he's recuperating. But we were too much internalizing a lot of things. So I think it was time for me to get back to work, to come out of it, and to, you know, to also even the star, even the channel, you know, they wanted me back on the show. And I think it's a great thing to be back on Star. I love to work with Star. Star is a great family to work with. Mm-hmm. And I've enjoyed myself 2 years with Star, and, you know, with Kulfi. And when I got this offer from Star, like, yeah, why not? I mean, I should be doing this role. Why not? Because I got the decent amount of a break which I wanted. Mm-hmm. And it was the best decision, it was the best role to come back with at this moment. Mm-hmm. You know, and for and personally also, right, because I think it's kind of a therapy for me to play this role. Trust me, it's a therapy for me.
I was actually going to say, because the episodes that I've seen of the show, I've seen that kind of nork joke, you know, that kind of the more kind of fun side to you and your character, which we kind of missed in Kulfi. So was that a conscious decision that you wanted to take something that was going to be a lot more lighthearted to what you did before?
Yeah, it's a conscious decision. Because, you know, I'll tell you what, you live when you do a daily soap or a daily show, you know, you live a character for the amount of time which the show goes on. So, you know, I was living Sikandar, you know, I went too deep with Sikandar, and I think I was somewhere wrong as a professional actor to be going so deep and not coming out of it. Mm-hmm. And, but it, because it hampered, you know, it really got on me, and, you know, my health got really, it was traumatizing for me. So I think the moment I got this role, I think I thought it's a great opportunity for me to become neutral and to become somebody else. And in order to become somebody else, I also have to work a lot. Mm-hmm. For this character, because this character is not very, it looks very easy, it looks very simple. It's not for me, because, you know, I'm a person who was drove at a certain phase in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, as you grow old, as events happen in your life, as conditionings happen in your life, you know, these things, you become there are a lot of filters which come into you. Mm-hmm. So I had to remove all those filters and play Dhruv. So that's what I'm doing, and I think it's a great therapy for me at the moment, as I said, because, you know, Dhruv is somebody who I want to be in real life.
Yeah.
So it's a therapy. It's a therapy for me. It's a beautiful thing for me at the moment. And I think, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. For an actor to play a role at the same time improving himself and at the same time improving his craft, uh-huh. I think it's I had nothing to say no to.
No, it is good, and also it's quite quick as well, because Kulfi has just finished not so long ago. So it's kind of good that you're still kind of there. People still remember you as Sikandar, and now seeing you in a completely different avatar, you know, you're still on Star Plus as well. So it's great in that way. Yeah. However, do you feel this was the right kind of show that you wanted to come back with? I mean, you know, because you're the kind of actor that you want to do something like Kulfi, which was a lot more experimental to what you've done in the past. So did you feel that this one's a little bit more kind of easier than challenging that you've done before?
Raj, it looks easier, as I said, but it's not easy. Trust me, it's not. Dhruv is Mohit in spurts, if I would say. You know, because I am somebody who's very close to Sikandar, actually. If you talk about myself and if you talk about the relatability with the character, I think I was I could relate myself with Sikandar more, except the external conflict and external thing, whatever he was going through, guilt. I'm talking about the self issues.
Yeah.
You know, so Sikandar was somebody who had a lot of self-doubt, you know, and somewhere Mohit also has it. And this is Dhruv is somebody who's completely, there's a lot of self-belief in him. There's a very good upbringing which he had, and, you know, he loves his parents, he loves everyone. There's no filter, he's very pure, you know, and so it was a very difficult, work for me. It was a tough job for me. I did my workshops before entering into Dhruv shoot. I did all my work, and the work is still on. But my main challenge was people shouldn't see Sikandar and Dhruv. You know, people shouldn't see any hint of Sikandar and Dhruv.
No, it's good.
So that was the main reason, because I had just like 5 months back, I had just stopped shooting for Sikandar, you know, 6 months back.
Mm-hmm.
And to come back with another role in a different role, and, you know, and to, because people were really expecting from out of me a lot now, you know, like, what he's going to do, what you're going to do now. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I went with the flow, Raj. To be very frank, I went with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So it came to me, and I just said yes. And because it's just a very initial thought, you know, which I got when I heard the role. I was like, yeah, it's a great concept. It's a great role. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a breather for me, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, after playing Sikandar, it's a breather for me. It's a therapy for me. And that's what I'm doing, and I'm enjoying myself. Trust me, as you just said, I'm smiling, and I'm completely out of Sikandar's zone. So, you know, Sikandar was difficult. Sikandar was too deep, and I went too deep, as I said, you know, and that shouldn't be done by a professional actor.
Yeah.
And I think I went somewhere wrong there. Yeah.
No. What you did was correct. I think a lot of the fans loved you as Sikandar, and we can't forget that, because the attachment that people had, the viewers had with Sikandar, was just something else completely. Mohit, I also want to ask you, I mean, the kind of the show this is, Lockdown Gilov Story, is obviously based on a lockdown. So the kind of way it's been turned around has been rather quick, because we know that it's obviously based in the lockdown, and it was conceptualized also in the lockdown. So when did you get offered the role, and how soon did they have to turn it around to make sure it was on air for this time?
See, this was offered to me, I think, in the March, April, I think, and I said, I really wanted to, when I heard the concept, immediately I said yes, like, I like the concept, give me some time, because I was with my father-in-law was not well, and we had to go to the hospital regularly every day with him, so that's why I told the producers, you know, I need 1 month's time, because I'd be busy with him, then probably later on, after a month, I'll be able to, you know, start the shoot. And I was a little scared also somewhere, I was a little skeptical that, you know, whether it's the right decision to shoot, because my father-in-law was a patient, he's a patient at the moment, but how long can I wait? How long can anyone wait? You know, and it's a good role, then why not?
Yeah.
And I'm taking all the necessary precautions, I whatever, you know, everyone is doing. So, yeah, I mean, so initially it was offered, and I said that you know, I need a month's time to spend with them, and they agreed with it, and and the things just happened.
So when it comes to the rest of the cast, because we know that it's quite a big cast as well, and we've seen everyone in the house, tell us a bit, you know, how it's been working with them, and, you know, how does it differ to working on another show, which is not in a lockdown? I mean, you know, the whole situation has changed completely now.
And, you know, Raj, I want to tell you one thing. I've always I'm not against family dramas, but I've never been a part of such family dramas, such family drama. But when I heard the concert, it's a very slice of life thing. I think it's a very, very beautifully written show. You know, it's not a very stereotypical show which I run away from, which I don't want to do in television. So that's why, you know, I said yes, because writers are brilliant, the producers are good, and the thought was good. So somewhere we were on the same page. So yeah, and. What was your question? I'm sorry,
It's okay. The rest of the cast. In fact, Sana Sayid as well. Yeah. Your co-star in the show. So tell us a bit about the rest of the cast.
Yeah. The rest of the cast. Yes, Raj. This Sana Sayid. I hope everyone knows her. She did.
Divya Drishti.
She's also. Yeah, she's on Star, and she's also coming back on Star with me. So she's brilliant. I mean, I've never worked with her before, but when I met her, when we did some look tests, and I think we clicked on the first day, and I liked her energy. She's very spontaneous, she's very organic, and the best part about her is she's very open, that I keep on saying. She's very open for learning, she's very open for unlearning, open, and there's no guard. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always beautiful when two actors meet on the set, or when the actors meet on the set, and there's no guard, you know, and when people come with guards, it's difficult to crack it, you know, and difficult to know each other, and difficult to perform with each other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when she came in, there was no guards, so, you know, that's the best part about her. And I love her energy, and I think she's a great source of inspiration for me to play Dhruv. And I love her energy, and I spend time with her on the set, and we chat about almost everything from everywhere, and we laugh a lot on the set. And somebody who has seen me on Kulfi and somebody who will see me on this set will actually get a shocker. because I'm a completely, you know, because I play from the self. Whatever roles I want to play, I will play from the self. It's not something which is very superficial. It's very, I play it from the self, you know. I have to change myself somewhere to play it. As I said, we live the character, right? Mm-hmm. So I needed to change myself. So yeah, so that's why, you know, I keep on, I'm breaking all my habits, with whatever habits I had formed for the last 2 years with Sikandar, you know, listening to Sufi music, or listening to a certain kind of music, or doing certain stuff, or living a life which was very close to Sikandar. So now I'm breaking all those habits, and I'm, you know, trying to become Dhruv. So, you know, these things help. Being with Sana helps. Being with Jayati ji is also there, who's playing my mother. She's a fantastic actor, and she's done a lot of work. She's learned a lot of theatre, and a lot to learn from, because the kind of body of work she has, and the kind of person she is, and how she, there's a lot of humility in her, and I think it inspires me a lot, and I really look up to her, the kind of humility she has. Mm-hmm. And then there's my father, who's also a theatre actor, and who's done a lot of theatre, and, you know, there's a lot to learn from all these actors here. And my aim when I go to a set is to learn, and, you know, and whatever I can learn from anyone, you know. And so that's the basic my agenda to do a show.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So, I'm very happy with the cast. Yeah.
No, it sounds like giving a barrel of laughs, and I'm so glad that you are now playing kind of yourself, because you're having that kind of more fun element to your character. Mohita, do you want to ask you, I mean, just generally, seeing that this show is about a lockdown, you know, we spoke obviously to do, you know, with your father-in-law, you know, during the lockdown, but what else did you do during the lockdown? How was the lockdown for you, and were you relieved to be going back to work and some kind of normality?
Sorry, you're not audible, Raj.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah.
I said, so were you relieved to be out of the lockdown and going back to work? I know you mentioned that you were happy to go back to work, but what was it about the lockdown that you enjoyed? Any kind of little precious moments that you got to enjoy that you don't normally get to do because of work?
A lot of things, yeah, Raj. I think the most important is spending time with my wife. Yeah. Because for 2 years, when I was doing Kulfi, you know, it was... it was there. I used to spend time with her, but not much, you know. I used to spend time when I used to come back home, or, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, or when there's an off, you know, we used to go for drives, and we used to go for a dinner or a film. But in lockdown, everything was shut, you know. So we were just there in the house, else than taking care of my father-in-law. We were just there. We were cooking food. We were learning new things about each other, you know. And actually, you know, it's... And more than each other, I think I was learning more about myself, yeah. You know. And I think it must have happened with a lot of people, because you don't know yourself until you're isolated.
Yeah.
You know, when you come to know about yourself, all your flaws, all your weaknesses, when you're isolated. So, yeah, I think, yeah, it was like, I would call it self-introspection, which I think I really, really did it during the lockdown. And I think it really helped me as an individual to grow. So, yeah, so I think I enjoyed myself with Aditi. We had a lot of fun. We used to cook together. We used to clean the house together. We used to watch a lot of films. And whenever we used to get time. And, yeah, it's more of, I think it's a great for both of us, this lockdown. Mm-hmm. And I think for a lot of people also, to know each other and to accept people with their flaws and accept people with their differences.
Yeah.
No, that's what lockdown has taught us.
No, it is true. I agree completely. Mohit, before you go, I do want to ask you now, just quickly going back to Lockdown Key Love Story, is that going to be is it a finite series? Is it going to be something that's going to be ongoing? I mean, how is the show conceptualized? Is it something that's going to be something short term?
I don't know, Raj. I don't think so. It'll be a finite. However, when I spoke to the producers, they were not in a frame of mind to make it a finite series, and I don't know, maybe it can become a finite, or maybe it's not, but I don't know. I'm enjoying myself at the moment, and till the time audience is enjoying it, I think it'll be fine with me. So I'm happy the way, if it's finite, if it's not finite, I'm happy the way it is. Because I love the concept, and I really, really like to be a part of the show. Yeah.
And another question about Kulfi. There's been a few fans asking whether there's going to be a sequel. And if there was a sequel, would you be part of it?
Why not? Surely, Raj. But I don't know whether... because, you know, the Kulfi is about me and Akriti and Myra. And I think whenever this thing will happen... They have to find another Kulfi, and which is very difficult. Trust me, you cannot find another Kulfi. Akriti is one of a kind, and I don't think so. You can find another Akriti. Maybe with Akriti, if I come back, surely let's see. I'll be very excited to work with her again. She's good. The both of them are brilliant, Myra and Akriti. Myra and Kulfi.
I agree completely. No, even when I came to the sets of the show, I think it was just amazing. It was like a family atmosphere between you guys. So it was great to see you guys when I was there in Mumbai.
I remember.
Mohit, before you go, let's just quickly hint to the viewers what's coming up in Lockdown Key Love Story. So can you give me some kind of exclusive or some kind of dope that you haven't told anyone else about the show that's coming up in your future storyline?
There's a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of drama, there's a lot of humor, there's a lot of, you know, it's a beautiful story, which is comic also in a certain way, and which is a very situational comedy, which is not also a very slapstick comedy, I would say, and it's not a very esoteric show, you know, it's a very mathy show, and I think something which everyone will like. So, and I, there's a lot of stuff coming up here. There's a song coming up, which I'm singing in my own voice.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so I haven't told this to anyone, actually. So, yeah, so there's a song which I'm singing in my own voice, you know. So, I don't know, people might be shocked to see Sikandar with a different voice. I wanted to sing once, because I did a lot of riyaz. I learned singing during lockdown also. So, and it had just happened, you know, the just scene came, and I was excited to sing a song, and you know, they gave a scene where I sing a song for Sonam, and it's a beautiful song, and you have to watch the episode for that. I'm so singing good. In my own voice. Yeah.
I was gonna get you to sing here on the radio, but seeing as I've got less time, I'm just gonna say thank you very much. All right, I'm looking forward to seeing.
Thank God for that.
I was going to actually get you to sing, but no. We'll see on screen when it comes on, when the episodes air on Star Plus. But I just want to say, Mohit, that it's been such a good time talking to you. Thank you very much for your precious time. I wish you all the best with Lockdown Kid Love Story. And have you got a final message for all the fans that are listening at the moment?
Yes, to all the fans out there, I would say that, you know, lockdown has not been easy on all of us. I completely agree. But this lockdown ki love story is very different and very entertaining. So please don't miss it. Please watch it. And please give the same amount of love which you've given me in Kulfi. And please give the same amount of love to Dhruv in Lockdown Ki Love Story. Thank you so much. I'm grateful for all of you, to all of you from all my heart. Thank you so much.
Mohit, thank you so much for your time. I will catch up with you very, very soon. And all the best with Lockdown Ki Love Story. Thank you.
Thank you, Raj. Bye.
Nice bye-bye. You too. Bye. I think that's a lovely, absolutely, such a great guy he is. Mohit Malik here on Subish Radio. He stars in Lockdown Ki Love Story, which airs on Star Plus. It's going to be on at 6:30 tonight in the UK, and in India, it's on at 7 o'clock. Basic Premier Limited. And now...